What is a radical Christian? Someone who is a radical is someone who is passionate for what he believes in. The word radical in English speaks about the root. It's the root of the plant. If the root is healthy, the fruit are healthy. And when you are deeply rooted into Christ, you become a radical Christian. So we can't just place our lives kind of superficially. We must put down a root. And then we start to say we have a mighty God who can do mighty things through our ordinary lives because we plugged into Him. You guys who are from 15 to
30,
you're going to make a big contribution to the future of this church. When we hit the streets, to go and gather in the lost, I want you guys to be leading the way. If we send the old guy in front, we're going to go too slow. We've got to go because there's work to be done. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 31 to 40.
Finoana no tsy nahafaty andraaba janga niaraka tamin'ny tsinina satria nandray ny mpisafitany tamin'ny fiavanana izy. Ary inona koa no lazaiko fa olany ny andro raha milaza an'i Gideona sy Baraka sy Samsona ary Jeftao, Davida koa sy Samuela ary ny mpaminany izay nandresy fanjakana tamin'ny finoana niasa fahamarinana nahazo teny fikasana nanomboka nanakombona ny vavan'ny liona namon fitetadeta ny afa afaka tamin'ny lelatsabatra raha nalemy dia napatanjana tonga nahery tamin'ny ady dia napandositra ny miaramila ny firenena afa ny vavavy nandray ny azy efa maty fa natsangana ho velona indray ary ny sasany nampijalijaliana ho faty nefa tsy nety nanao izay ahafahany mba hahazahoany fitsanganana tsara lavitra ary ny sasany niaritra fanesoana sy kapoka mafy ary fatorana sy tranomaizina notoraham-bato izy notsofana nalaim-panahy novonoana tamin'ny sabatra dia nyrenireniny tafodrondry sy hoditrosy efa lao ory fadiranovana nefa izao tontolo izao tsy miendrika ho nitoerany akory dia nirenireny tany anefitra sy tany an-tendrombohitra sy tany anjoy ary tao andavatany izy ary ireo rehetrareo na dia efa nahazo laza tsara noho ny finoana azy dia tsy mba nandray ny teny fikasana fa Andriamanitra efa nanamboatra izay tsara lavitra ho antsika mba tsy hatao tanteraka ireo raha tsy efa mby eo koa isika.
Those last two verses are very important. These guys had the right kind of faith. But they didn't receive the fullness of the promise because God's plan was to include us. In this story of faith, And these mighty things people did. These verses tell us the story isn't finished. There's a lion waiting for you. You see, anyone can be part of that list. It starts out with the prostitute Rahab. I don't know about your sensibilities, but here in my Bible, the prostitute is the hero of that story. Because God used her. Because she said, I'll do this for God's people. And she helped God's people, and God honors her in His word. No one is disqualified. If God can put the name of a prostitute in the list of the heroes of the faith, you've got nothing to hide behind. You can't say, God can't do it with me. He can use you if you offer yourself to Him to be used. I think of Jesus, and He hung on the cross, and He suffered, and He bled, and He died, and He did that for you. The question you can ask yourself is, if Jesus was prepared to do that for me, what am I prepared to do for Him? Will you give up your life to serve Him? It's only right. It's not to earn your salvation, it's not to pay Him back, it's to join in the adventure.
I
look at these guys in verse 37. Verse 36 and 37. They were mocked. Put in chains. They had rocks thrown at them. Some of them were cut in half, martyred. Some were pierced with a sword. They went wearing animal skins. No possessions. Persecuted. And some of us think it's hard to get up on a Sunday morning. You think you're doing God a favor when you come to church on Sunday. You think getting out of bed and coming all the way to church is like persecution. We are not suffering for Jesus. We are not paying a high price. Whatever you put in the offering bowl, I doubt it cost you all you had. I don't think I have ever given that it was everything I had. But God gave everything for me. What can He not demand from my life? He can take it all. He can take my comfort. He could demand my very life. Are people who are on fire offer? They offer their lives. They don't hold back hoping God won't use them. Here am I, Lord. Oh no, I moved. You know the prophet, here am I, Lord, send me. It's a famous line. In heaven, God was saying, who will go for us? Who can we send? And the right heart responds, here am I, Lord, send me. God's asking that question over every one of us. He wants to send us to people in this world to bring the gospel to them. He wants to send you to take a cup of his blessing to someone who is thirsty. But we get like this, we're like comfortable. We're used to giving God a tip like you tip a waiter. Keep serving me, God, I'll keep tipping you. And we say, here am I, Lord. When we want the blessing, but then it's here am I, Lord, send Craig. He can go. Send him. He looks like a missionary. We are the missionaries in Madagascar. You are. We have to go across the road and take the gospel. And we have to be so convinced that Jesus is awesome that when we're talking to people, they hear it coming out of us. I want us to become absolutely sold out for Jesus, 100% committed. I owe a huge debt of gratitude to some of the men that led me early in my life as a Christian. I grew up in an Anglican church. It was very religious. I understand sitting on benches and pews and having stained glass windows around. I've lived singing from a hymn book where you only have the same songs from 400 years ago. And I know that God is still there. But a lot of people aren't because they won't put up with that. They say this is dull, this is uninspiring, there's no life here. So while I was going to church like that, as a teenager I was bored out of my mind. I hated going to church. And once my parents finally let me make a choice for myself, I no longer went to church with my parents. You know what we say, people vote with their feet.
Tanareo, zain zain fumba fitenwe ny olona dia manao fifidianana amin'ny alalan'ny tongony.
So I voted no to that church by not going there with my feet.
Then fidiao etsia ho an'izay fiangonana izay tamin'ny alalan'ny tsy fandehanako nakantsony tsy nalefako tany intsony tongotro.
At the same time,
dia tamin'izay fotoana izay ihany koa nefany,
there was a Christian youth meeting on a Saturday.
Misy fivoriana tanora tamina fiangonana anankiray isakasabotsy.
And the guy who led that meeting was about 6.5 feet tall.
Then yulla zay nitarika an'izay zay fivoriana tanora izay dia ohatra hoe 2 metra eo eo mahery kely.
He was in his mid 20s or late 20s.
Izany hoe teo amin'ny 25 taona na tsy haiko mety 28 taona sy 25 taona
teo. And he was offensive.
Ary izy nefa ny tena olona tena zavatra teneniny ohatra ny somary matezitra anao izay.
He had lived the life of a hooligan, a thug.
Izy niaina fiainana olona jilamboto.
Getting in fights.
Miady.
Getting drunk. He rolled a car and crashed it into pieces.
Had
big scars in his arms from where the windows cut his arms. And he'd gone to the army. And somehow got radically saved. And he came back. And he wanted to serve God. And he started serving in this youth ministry. And because he had tasted sin, he told us naive teenagers. Don't do that stuff. The devil's trying to trick you. He didn't have lots of verses. He just had a passionate desire to see us live a glorious life. And then he read that Jesus went and healed the sick, and then the disciples did. So we arrived at youth. And he said, well, this isn't where we're having youth. We're going to the streets to find someone to pray for. We just drove to the center of town and started walking. And we spread out. And the first beggar we found who was crippled, we got to him and we laid hands on him and we prayed for him. And he didn't jump up and walk. You would think it was disappointing. It wasn't disappointing. Because we took the gospel to him and we laid hands on him and we gave him the love of God. People that are just lying on the pavement homeless, we went and sat with them and shared the gospel. And then later this guy found out he was studying more and he discovered that you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So he said, we've got to have this. And we started praying.
10,
15, 20 minutes. Someone was baptized in the Holy Spirit. The next week, a girl comes, she wants to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We lay hands on her. I'm standing about this far from her. I couldn't get to the front row because the guys were enthusiastic. One girl 10 youth gathered around her, praying for her.
Not
like this, but like this, hands on.
We
start praying. She starts manifesting demons. Going berserk. So we went more. Until she was set free. Because we will not settle for anything less than everything God has for us. What do you settle for? See, we wouldn't give up. Because we were hungry for God. And this youth leader, he was a rough-edged guy who was pushing into God. When the church where we had our youth meeting heard that we were praying for baptism in the Holy Spirit, they got nervous. They were a conservative church and they thought that the Holy Spirit wasn't really around anymore. They didn't want the Holy Spirit to come and turn their meetings upside down. Our youth leader came and told us that the church board had given him a warning. Now, he wasn't a member of that church. We were just using their venue. So we've been told, stop it with the Holy Spirit or else you must leave. So next week we met in the garage where the car parks.
At someone's house. We
got kicked out. Because we wanted God more than we wanted a venue. And more passion arose in our hearts. We would be standing in worship. And we worshipped with our eyes open. Sometimes the Holy Spirit just fell on someone and they fell over. And even if we didn't understand it, we wanted to taste more of it. Where is your spiritual hunger? There are things God wants us to taste, but we have to be hungry to get it. So I want to tell you how, over the years of my life, I've cultivated a sense of passion for God's purposes. People look at our family and say, you guys are so amazing because you left South Africa and you brought your family to Madagascar. We gave up so much. It's not true. And it wasn't such a spectacular, it's not such a radical thing to do. But I would ask you, Could God ask you to give up your home and go to a foreign nation for him? Just for his purposes. Not for study or job promotion. You think that big that God could uproot you for his purposes because you're actually rooted in him, and when he moves, you move.
What's
helped me to stay focused on God is that I take the time to meditate on some scriptures that are the costly ones. Not just what I get. Not happiness only. God's blessing coming to me. Yeah, I'm going to read through a few of those scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5:10.
It
says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. I'm going to stand there one day. And that text says, I will be judged for the things I did while I was in this body, while I was alive. I will answer to my Lord and Savior for the choices I made. Did I choose to just live for me, or did I give my life to him? James 4:4 says, you adulterous people. It says, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. The world offers you things. When you choose to pursue them, you're choosing them before God. This friendship with the world doesn't mean people, it means the world's systems and what the world offers. What are you choosing? Are you choosing what the world has to offer? A house,
trano,
a field to farm, the family around you, or are you choosing God? Luke 9:23.
Ar tam nisaran is rula tam dia ui petera tam Jesus. Tumpu tsara ram tuetra yetu isik. Ar yao kizai hano tan lai telu. Ni anakrai wanau, ni anakrai wan Moses, ar ni anakrai wan Eli. Ne fat fatani isainu lazain.
And there's another couple in Matthew.
De misian kua pana suratra masna o Matthew.
It says, don't store up treasure on earth. Store up treasure in heaven. Two commands. Don't store up treasure on earth. Do store up treasure in heaven. Some of us want it both ways. Can I have treasure here and treasure there? The treasure here is going to distract you. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart goes. If you've built it all on earth, just as you die, you're going to cry. If you've built it in heaven, as you die, you're going to go, here I come. In Matthew, it also says, you should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. That's it's a well-known text, but it's a deep thought. You can't just brush it aside. You can't just say, oh yeah, in one ear, out the other. You have to think about what that means. Above all things, seek his kingdom. As the first goal of your life, seek God's kingdom. And his righteousness. And then Acts 1:8. The very last thing we know that Jesus said. Says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When I see Jesus saying that and I put myself in front of him, I ask, how much of that am I living in? Have I received the power of the Holy Spirit and am I living to witness for him? These are things you should ask yourself. And then you should go to God and say, God, empower me to witness for you. That word witness, in the Greek it's martus, which means martyr. You will get power to die for his fame. To put your life down so that you can take up his life. And if you don't understand that, just ask God for it anyway. Just say, God, empower me to be a witness for you, to live my whole life for you. Can we pray for that? For us as a church to live for his glory? Won't you close your eyes? Heavenly Father, we want to be a church that's on fire for you. So I want to ask you as we stand here, Lord, as we sit before you, that you would fill us with your Spirit, and that you would stir our hearts to live for you. That we would put your kingdom first and seek for your kingdom and righteousness. That we would put our lives down, put ourselves second. And give ourselves to you completely. Let this church shine your light in this nation. Let our lives display your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.